So a lot is happening within the political space in Rivers State, and the major political parties, in fact, have a lot going on with them. For the PDP, you're aware, the outburst of Samuel Ortom of Benue State. You also know the position of the Rivers State governor on that particular issue as well, where he has talked about not being part of the campaign, the process for the constituting the presidential campaign council. And for that reason, well, he would not be campaigning for who isn't campaigning with him. That's for the PDP. In the APC, just recently, a judgment from a court came, and that judgment actually says that the primaries of the party is being cancelled. A high court in Port Harcourt nullified the primary elections that was conducted by the APC in Rivers State. And you know what this means? Are we going to see a repeat of 2019? Yesterday, I had this conversation with the chairperson for the Rivers APC Governorship Campaign Council. And, well, he gave a bit of insight into the situation. But what we didn't get to hear was the position of the George Olu's lawyer. So I spoke with his lawyer. And this lawyer also had his own position on the matter. A statement from the APC had said that George Olu and four others who took that case to court are currently members of the SDP. Well, whether that is true or not, we cannot tell. Before we go any further to introduce the guest for this morning, I'd like you to listen to what the lawyer had to say. I had the conversation with him. We'll just listen to that conversation now.
My name is Efi Nwafu, counsel to the aggrieved members of the All Progressive Congress University.
All right. So talk to us. Are your clients members of the APC, and did they purchase forms? Because the APC is saying that those people are not known. They are not in their register as a party. Is this true or not?
Well, first of all, that is not correct. The plaintiffs, George Olu and co, are bona fide members of APC, and they are financially up to date. This issue actually came up in the course of the matter. The counsel to the defendant that APC filed the counter-affidavit. In one breath, they allege that the plaintiffs are not members of APC. In another breath, they allege that they issued nomination forms to the plaintiffs. In yet another breath, they allege that the plaintiffs did not pay for nomination funds. Now, the question is, if the plaintiffs are not members of the party, can you issue them nomination funds? The simple answer is no. So that issue has laid to rest. The court has given its decision on that issue. The only option left for them is to exercise their constitutional right to appeal.
Okay, hold on.
That is it.
Did your client show proof that they are members of APC and that they purchased forms?
Yes, they exhibited their membership slip, both the old one and the new one. They also exhibited proof of payment for the nomination form, over 12.2 million naira. It's an exhibit before the court. I believe it's a public document that any person can apply and get.
The party is saying that, they might have manufactured that slip from anywhere, but they are not in the party's register. How do you react to that?
That's not correct. If you're alleging fraud, you prove particulars of fraud and give details of the manufacturer. So that's basically not correct.
You heard from the lawyer to the ABC members who had gone to court complaining about being excluded from the primaries at the time. And, well, at the end, he says if the party thinks that these young men might have one way or the other gotten a ticket to identify them as members of the APC. Because remember, when I spoke with Mr. Eli yesterday, he had said that they were not in the party's register. And certain parts of the Electoral Act also that he pointed out gave an explanation as to what that means. So for the APC, these men are not members of the APC. But from their lawyer, you heard, he says if the party thinks that these people had perhaps one way or another forged a ticket to identify as members of the APC, then they have to prove that beyond reasonable doubt. But that's not all. Where does this leave the party? That is the big question. Where does this leave the party? Can the APC avoid a repeat of 2019? A statement from the party says that the spokesperson of the APC in River State had said that those who took the party to court are now members of the Social Democratic Party, SDP. And of course, you know, that's where we have their own candidate. Senator Magnus Abe was a former member of the APC. Can the APC avoid a repeat of 2019? That is the big question. We'll open the phone lines and get your contributions on this. Talk to us on 0817923-0002. Again, 0817923-0002. That's the number to call. 0817923-0002. A lot of people, I got reports, a lot of people in my DMs, people sending WhatsApp messages, people dropping comments on Twitter. Oh, this must not happen again. Oh, this must not happen again. The APC must do something. The minister, former Minister of Transportation, must do something. Oh, the candidate of the party must do something. Well, at the end of the day, the court will decide. The party has said it will appeal the judgment. But for you, looking at what's playing out now, can the party avoid a repeat of 2019? Would they be on the ballot, even though it has confidently said it will be on the ballot come 2023? 0817923-0007. 0817923-0007. You can also call 0817923-0003. There's been a lot going on with the... Also remember that the state government had filed criminal charges against the former transport minister and the governorship candidate of the APC at the time, although it was later withdrawn. But many felt that that had some political undertone to it, because people felt it was one way that the ruling party in the state was trying to oppress one of the strong oppositions that they have in the state. At the end of the day, the charges were withdrawn, proven perhaps otherwise or not. But in all of this, all of these battles, what do you think about 2023 and the APC? Will they make it there? Will we have the party's candidates across board on the ballot? Let's get onto the phone lines and hear what you think. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Sadly, we lost that call. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Temple from Rumbomasi is on the line. Good morning, Temple.
Good morning, the very distinguished Femi Andrew. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Very fine, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I celebrate you. The person you asked, can the APC avoid a repeat of 2019? They're already on it. Because when you look at what is happening, it is very much obvious that it is already repeating. Because the issue is here is that they have to obey the court order. The court order has come. But what will they do in order to make sure they belong to one political party or the other? Because when you look at the happenings, it's very much obvious they cannot bring a candidate at this point in time. Because if I may advise them, it's very obvious to me again that their curry has finished, and it's very much obvious again that they should lick their soup, because you cannot continue to do the same thing and expect a different result. You can't tell me that the people who took them to court are not members of the APC. They are still members. Some of them are still within the confines of the party. Some of them have left the party. But what about those of them that are still members of the APC? So their opinion must have their way. So the issue is that the APC must abide by the court order and whatever the decision of the court. So now, Tonyaku need to, do the needful in making sure that he doesn't need the campaign processes or arrangements so far. pending, if at all, they go to appeal. So whatever the decision of the appeal we give to them, they have to abide by it, because I don't think the appeal is going to give a different judgment regarding this issue. Because the statement of the complainant is very much clear. Their grievances are very much clear. And I think in every judge, we will see that these people have indeed an issue on ground, and which they must be listened to. Party is not meant for one man. Leaders are inclusive. Party, without the leader and the followers, the party is not even complete.
Okay, Temple.
And we must also have some persons who, within the confines of the party, that sometimes you think that their opinion have no impact within the confines of the party.
All right, Temple, we'll move now to Bori Akere. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The issue whether as to
whether the APC can avoid a repeat of 2019
is avoidable. I thank God that the judgment of the Federal High Court has been appealed at the appellate court. And we are hopeful that the decision of the Federal High Court will not stand. People are still aggrieved. And I know it too well that the party actually conducted primary and people emerged. So everybody will always make it when it does not favor them. But this time around, it is sacrosanct and very, very avoidable. APC, all our candidates will be on the ballot come 2023. I know the judgment of the High Court will be upturned by the appellate court. That we know. I don't know why people will try to emerge into power without going through a contest, because there is a hand of Jacob, the voice of Jacob and the hands of Israel, as they used to say. But this time around, the court is there to decide. And I'm very optimistic that APC will emerge victorious and be part of the election come 2023. Thank you. I remain comrade.
Thank you very much, Akere. Andrew is calling from Onair. Good morning, Andrew. Hello. I think you'd have to call us back. We're going out to GRA. Stanley calling. Good morning, Stanley.
Yeah, good morning, you hear me?
Yeah, so quickly talk to us. Do you see a repeat of 2019, or will the party maneuver this time?
Well, first of all, I think it's a sad occurrence that such a thing could repeat itself. You know, so whether 2019 will repeat, it's possible, you hear me? It's possible, even though it sounds very sad for the electorate, who may have the option of maybe wanting to vote the APC this time around. You know, so you can just imagine the trauma that some of the electorates may be going through. It's quite unfortunate, but when it comes to court matters, we have what they say, the hierarchy of court. So I think APC they still have the opportunity to appeal, and let's see what turns out in the appeal. But as it stands now, my brother, I just pity the party, honestly. I don't know why they will allow this thing to recall. You know, in 2019, when it happened, let's say it's an oversight. They say, when dog bites you twice, then you're, something is wrong with you. So I don't know why the APC, in the, I haven't experienced this kind of thing in 2019, they could let this thing. We are their thinkers. We are their strategists. They should have anticipated things like this, you know, and so that to avert it or not to give room to it. And from what we are hearing, it seems a strong, very strong case of unlawful exclusion. Very strong one. You know, so even if the spokesman is saying that the people involved are no longer members of the party, the point is, at the time, that's a case to be proved anyway. But at the time this thing happened, these men, they have nomination forms. They paid for it. From what we are hearing, I think on that basis, the court gave that judgment. So, it is really sad. It's really sad for the APC, honestly.
All right, Stanley, thank you very much. John is calling from Rumakrishi. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sandro.
You're welcome.
On the case at hand, this, in this very case. This one is very different from 2019. In 2019, it was as a result of the disobedience of court order, and court found as disobedience of court order. But in that of 2022, this very one we are into now, I think APC will emerge victorious, because there is no disobedience of any court order anywhere. Election, Congress, if you are conducted, with enough emerge, and they also conducted a primary successfully. So whatever that is happening now is an external party issue, which the court have ruled over and over that party have control and is in charge, is the CEO of their own affairs. So anything that is going to court, even the court does not have jurisdiction over this issue. It's an internal party affair. Remember that of Father Dagogo. He bought some fish, but he did not participate. And what did the court say when he went to court? That this is an internal party affair. So whatever ruling that has come up in the Federal High Court, I believe that justice will be done when it gets to appeal and the Supreme Court. So there is no cause for alarm. APC members should be focused and appeal the case. This very one, I see victory at last. And it will strengthen the party, finally. The party will come out stronger.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. It's calling from Mbomba. We'll hear from Chris now shortly before
Hello.
We head on to a commercial. Hello, Chris. Good morning. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Auntie, yes. I want to say that the judgment that was delivered in 2020 is just akin to the judgment that was delivered when Igwe Aguma contested for the APC chairmanship, you know. The hand of Esau and the voice of Jacob. You know, PDP is doing everything to see that APC will not be on the ballot. But unfortunately for them, APC has taken the right path legally and otherwise. The issue of party primary is that of in all aspects of the party.
All right, Chris.
The Supreme Court ruled recently that is the all aspects of the party. So I wonder why people who are not members of APC, even the judge, became a Father Christmas to give a ruling or a judgment that, really, that the plaintiffs did not ask for.
All right, Chris, we have to interrupt there. We'll go on a short commercial. The conversation continues afterwards. Do stay tuned.
We take up with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. The conversation gets a bit intense. We're expecting to have the APC governorship candidate, Tonye Cole. Well, at the moment, it's still not here. Hopefully, he arrives before we wrap things up on the show. But we have the chairman for his campaign council with us here in this, for the APC campaign council, here in the studio with me to carry on while we await the arrival of the APC governorship candidate, who hopefully should be here before nine. Well, remember that you can drop your comments on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The question has been, can the APC navigate through this? Or do you see a repeat of 2019? How is this going to look out thus far? We've had most of your reactions during the calls. I'd like to play again my conversation with the lawyer to George Olu and the four other members of the party who took the party to court over being excluded from the process for the party's primaries. So our guest here can listen, and we come back and get his thoughts on what was said by the lawyer.
My name is Edwin Hoffman, counsel to the aggrieved members of the All Progressive Congress University.
All right, so talk to us. Are your clients members of the APC, and did they purchase forms? Because the APC is saying that those people are not known, they are not in their register as a party. Is this true or not?
Well, first of all, that is not correct. The plaintiffs, George Olu and co, are bona fide members of APC, and they are financially up to date. This issue actually came up in the course of the matter. The counsel to the defendant that it is the file, the counter-affidavit. In one breath, they allege that the plaintiffs are not members of APC. In another breath, they allege that they issued nomination forms to the plaintiffs. In yet another breath, they allege that the plaintiffs did not pay for nomination forms. Now, the question is, if the plaintiffs are not members of the party, can you issue them nomination forms? The simple answer is no. So that issue has laid to rest. The court has given its decision on that issue. The only option left for them to do is to exercise their constitutional right to appeal.
Okay, hold on.
That is it.
Did your client show proof that they are members of APC and that they purchased forms?
Yes, they exhibited their membership slip, both the old one and the new one. They also exhibited proof of payment for the nomination form, over 12.20 million naira. It's an exhibit before the court. I believe it's a public document that any person can apply and get.
The party is saying that, they might have manufactured that slip from anywhere, but they are not in the party's register. How do you react to that?
That's not correct. If you're alleging fraud, you prove particulars of fraud and give details of the manufacturer. So that's basically not correct.
Okay, we have the campaign council chairman for the party in Rivers State, Sobeye Eli, with us in the studio, and he'll be reacting to what has just been said by the council to George Olu and four others who were members of the APC. He'll be speaking with us while we await the arrival of the governorship candidate of the party, Tonye Cole. Mr. Eli, you're welcome.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Rivers State Governor of Nigerians.
So quickly, we know we don't have a lot of time left in our hands, but let's see the most we can make out of this. You heard what was said by the lawyer. At the end of it, he says, if your party and you guys feel that George Olu and others who went to court perhaps might have manufactured a slip from somewhere and claim that they're not in your party register, then you prove that they forged those slips.
That's not the problem. We're not before a trial court again. We're past that stage. As a lawyer, he knows at the level of appeals, you don't go call witnesses to the witness box for cross-examination to prove an allegation of material or characteristics of a crime alleged. The party owns the documents they claim to be theirs. Now, in law, the authority that issues the document has is an overriding power over whoever claims. If a university gives a certificate, the university disowns it. The university is not going to prove why. The university has onus. Anybody can walk up anywhere and get anything and say, that's me. We're simply saying that he can also deny that the APC tendered a voters register pursuant to Section 77, Sub 3 of the Electoral Act 2022, which says political parties must make that document available to the INEC 30 days before a Congress, a primary, a convention. That is a document that guides that election, that the courts are annulling.
So from what you're saying, it means that, are you saying that if a person is a member of the party but then isn't in that document that was submitted to INEC prior to primaries,
yes,
that automatically means they are no longer members?
If you're not on the register, how can you be a member? A party itself is not eligible to conduct its primary without that document in the hands of INEC. Remember, the party is also under obligation to inform INEC in writing, all right? Within a number of days, of the conduct of his election. So INEC will come to monitor. The law now says INEC may, with or without giving the party a notice, do that. Okay? But it is mandatory that you must write to INEC, all right? For information to put them on notice that you want to conduct your primaries. The next thing you must also do mandatorily by law is you must surrender your membership register. In which case, even the aspirants who are running for election in the party must be captured. So, for instance, Tony Cole was running for governor. If you pick the APC register in Akuguta Logman, where it comes from, and his name is not found there, it's not eligible. That's what it means. It's as simple as ABC.
But he has his sleep.
Anybody could look. We're not here for theatrics.
So what I want to understand is, does the party has any means of identifying what slip is original or fake?
When it comes to that, if it comes to the point, I'll have the proof in a criminal trial. Why not? At the moment, what we have is a civil matter.
But you did not conclude. I remember asking yesterday whether or not these people will be taken to court, and you didn't give any straightforward answer. So can you tell us now whether or not you'll be charging them to court on the grounds that you feel that slip might have been forged?
Well, not there yet. We have a bigger thing to handle, which is an appeal to upturn that judgment. That's the most important thing to do. It's not to chase rats when your house on fire. It's not to follow that route. Our job is to build the ballot. Somebody had interrupted that process via the courts. I want to follow the same judicial process right down the ladder. It's not today that trial courts had given judgments and they've been upturned later. So what's the fascination about? What's the excitement about?
So you're very confident that you're going to have
In this same APC in 2019, I hear people asking questions. 2019, they don't know or they forget that the facts are not similar. In the 2019 case, which developed from the 2018 congresses that were held, you know, in disobedience of a court order by Justice, the Lord Justice S.E. Wogu of the High Court of the River State, the court in its own wisdom exercised disciplinary jurisdiction by annulling the congresses that held in 2018, right from the world level to the state level where Ujuka Flaga Makri emerged as state chairman. Now, in the 2019 primaries that produced Tony Cole as governorship candidate and others, those same guys consider what they call the statutory delegates that voted for those candidates to emerge. Now, the contention is those candidates are ineligible to vote. Those delegates, because the election have been invalidated, have been voided, right? It's on that grounds that even APC delegates to the National Convention did not vote for the emergence of Adam Oshiomhole, National Chairman of the National Convention. By the time we got to the 2019 Presidential Convention, APC adopted a direct primary approach, so everybody can vote. So it's not necessarily about delegates. To escape all those legal shenanigans in River State, in Zamfara State, in Ogun State, other parts of the country where APC had internal squabbles. This is the routine. So here we are again. In this case...
But is it not worth it that this comes up every time?
No, let me land on this point. In this case, nobody has any evidence that we disobeyed the court order to hold our congresses that led to the election of the delegates. Nobody has any evidence anywhere that any court stopped us having disobeyed. So 2019 and 2023 cannot be the same thing, and those similar facts.
But you're saying nobody was aggrieved with the outcome of the primaries that the party had at the time?
Well, it's a natural thing in politics.
Because reports came in and many, many complaints that we heard that some people were not comfortable with the emergence of the governorship candidate and some other candidates of your party at the time and how the party was being run. And people think those were partly responsible for why you have this case at the moment.
People who say they have their views and their entitled opinion. It's a democracy, isn't it? Anybody can say anything. The Constitution allows you to freedom of thoughts, even of religion, to say whatever I want within the bounds of the law, isn't it? Now, good. How come it's only the APC in River State that's always in court about these issues?
Well, I asked this question.
Because
the APC also has taken the PDP to court in River State.
I'm trying to back at you.
Hold on,
Femi. Somebody has set a bad precedent and people are simply following. I'm not here to stamp.
If something is bad, it's bad. Yeah. If you think it's bad, should you follow?
No, I'm not here to stamp bad precedents. I'm just going to set the record straight. Every political party, in the PDP university, for instance, you think that the mind of Sim Fubara is going down with everybody? No. For as long as you have interest driving political participation by politicians, the Nigerian politician never loses an election. That's the chip in our brains. The average Nigerian politician never loses an election.
Mm.
He will contest. He was rigged. He was manipulated out. That's what he gets. Now, do a mental calculation of what happens in this country. In the same republic, when the elections end, how many people go to the tribunal in the northern part of the country? How many go to the tribunals in the southern part of the country?
Well, that could be
a mentality issue.
That could be in perspective. You could put it in perspective.
Yes.
But then, at the moment, now, if honestly, I wish the governorship candidate was here already, so certain questions could have been directed to him to give us that answer. But for you now, okay, as it stands now, you cannot say that the party has a campaign. You are the chairman of the campaign council.
I'm not chairman, I'm spokesman of the campaign.
Spokesperson of the campaign council,
yes.
I beg your pardon.
Yes.
As it stands now, would you say you're still the spokesperson of the campaign council?
Of course I am.
The
judgment is not the Supreme Court judgment. We're going to enter an appeal.
But then, shouldn't it be obeyed first?
No, there's no order of court saying that the campaign council is banned. It's not there in the judgment. It's not there. So, what is not there in judgment, you don't impute. Mm. The judgment did not say in specific terms that. No. For instance, people are arguing that if going by the theory of that judgment, that means that Bola Tinubu will not be candidate of the APC because the delegates who are tainted here came from there. So, but if the judgment did not mention it in black and white,
that's a big push. Well, I'll take messages and open the phone lines.
Yes.
Sadly, we're running out of time, and I don't know. I really thought that the governorship candidate would have been here because this was for 8 o'clock, and that information was adequately passed. And when this morning came, we all hoped that things would not turn out like this. But it looks like we just might not be able to meet up. And simply looking at the condition now, what would this mean? Because we have millions of people who are listening and who already were waiting to hear from the governorship candidate. But then it seemed like it didn't keep to time. How would you explain that?
Well,
what do you think that would mean for people who are listening?
Well, let me apologize to them. We actually did everything possible to be here. Even I ran late here because of traffic. I want to sincerely apologize on his behalf for not being here until now. You know, it's been up and about. And in the wake of this judgment, so much has happened.
Because already I have messages on WhatsApp, people saying, well, if you cannot honor a simple interview for 8 o'clock to the time.
That's not correct.
What's the possibility
that
you would be punctual in other meetings?
It's been regular in every media outing. If we are honest ourselves.
So does that mean it's a selection?
It's not a selection. I'm here.
Control for.
No, I mean, I left from the house straight here. This top of mind, this place.
Oh, probably, that's you.
Yes.
But then he was the major.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that Tony Cole is a businessman who knows what time is all about.
So exactly the point.
So he would not on his own renege on this. I want to believe that probably events beyond what you could manage would have probably taken his time.
Exactly the point. And this might not be very important.
When they say not very important, then you're putting us in a very bad corner.
I'm asking because you say there's no selection.
No, there's not.
And he understands what time is.
I'm sure that in this same studio or other sister studios here, he's been around.
Brings us to the same question I was asking.
No,
is there a selection as to which you're ready for and which you do not attend?
No, you're taking the wrong route. And I want advice that we don't go on that route.
It's a question.
Is a man who is not media shy, so he couldn't be selecting media. For God's sake, we know you're rich, we know your audience. But like I said, like every human thing, every human devil, something will happen. I'm not here to play clairvoyance. I could have said that as of last night. I was very sure that we'll arrive here and it's not here. All right? Somehow again, I've not been able to speak with him this morning. Well, when I got up, my intention was to arrive here to catch up with the train. Okay, so let's sincerely apologize if it means to reschedule. Why not? But Tony Cole is not one who will have an appointment and breach it. It's not one who will have a business meeting and walk away.
Well, clearly, if we're rescheduling, it means you're paying for the time at that time.
It doesn't matter, we will.
That will be campaigns. JJ, let's take a few calls. Just ask your questions directly in the next less than 5 minutes before we wrap things up. JJ from GRA, straight to your question or contribution before we move on.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome. Good morning.
And good morning to Subway Airline in the studio.
Go ahead. I want to remind him, Tobai, that when that alleged disobedient or court order came, this was the same thing he was saying. Oh, the lower court don't have a right, the state court don't have a right to attend to this, and we cannot even that. That belongs to the church and all those put together. Another one has come now. I've been listening to him. I'm just laughing because no lesson learned from the first one, and the same thing will end up happening in this one.
All right, JJ, thank you. Chika from Oyigbo, talk to us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to ask your guest a question. You were saying that all the members that went to court are not members of the party and all that shit. How come those who she claimed are not members of the party were sold forms? And not just sold from the participating in the screening exercise for the state primary elections. If they were not members of the party, how come they participated in the screening to vote for primary elections?
All right, I don't know if you can respond to that.
First, let me take Chika. Chika is absolutely wrong to mix issues up. They did not participate in primaries for any election. You bought forms to run as an ad hoc delegate who will now join the statutory delegates to elect candidates at the primary. They're two different things, two completely different things. So the question of who did what, who was screened. They don't screen delegates. People aspiring to be delegates, nobody screens them. It's not screened. Nobody screens them. You're applying to be an adult delegate to join the statutory delegates elect. That's all. That's one. As for JJ, I would have laughed at his banter. We're here for serious business. Elementary law is simple to understand. No two cases are alike. What we look out for are similar facts. If the facts are similar, then precedents will apply, all right? If the facts are not similar, what are you talking about? We're not here for child's play. People like him who are not consistent in their politics can stay in APC today to put in PDP and jump ship and give us some excuses. We have maintained a consistency. The judgment that was filed in 2019 was never determined on the merits. As a lawyer, that's not the case you file an application for the confirming the rank of Senior Advocate of Nigeria by the Legal Practitioner Privileges Committee. You file cases that are contentious in nature. That matter was decided on purely technical grounds.
Because
the 2018 Congresses were nullified, and when they filed an appeal, they made the mistake of not seeking leave to appeal. And therefore, the appeal rolled all the way from appeal court to Supreme Court and died.
All right.
That's what makes issues up. The two issues are different.
We're already out of time. So you're saying now, if we're looking at basic law and interpreting that judgment from a layman's perspective, the candidates of the APC still stand and you still have your job as a spokesperson of the campaign council?
That was not touched by the judgment, number one. But two, we won't sit here on appeal on the decision of the High Court of the Federal High Court sitting in Port Harcourt. The appeals go and we don't be prejudicial. All right, so what the Lords, the Justice of the Court of Appeal will say.
Okay.
But we know that from precedents, judicial precedents, that is, that of course will win.
All right.
Because the guys who went to court and claimed to be members of a party who were lawfully excluded to run as delegates already having the short end of the stick.
All right, Mr. Eli, thank you for your time. First off, I think we'd also like to apologize. I don't know if we should apologize, but I think for my listener, would have been expecting to hear the governorship candidate of the APC on behalf of the Magic of Nigeria. I'd like to say sorry for that. For he didn't make it.
Let me again apologize.
He owes you and us an apology.
Let me again apologize on his behalf.
A very huge one.
Yeah,
we
Jerry,
don't have time for you to apologize again. Mr. Eli, it's done. He missed it. We missed it. It's gone. We'll see what we can do in the future. Jude is coming in with Hello Port Harcourt. Good morning.